Hi, everyone, and a warm welcome back to the Christian Science Daily Lift. Sharing with us today is Christian Science practitioner Dorothy Bay. She's from Town and Country, Missouri.
It was a clear day. My children and I were having supper when we saw our heavy outdoor furniture slide from one side of the deck to the other. Right then, we received an urgent phone call from a neighbor telling us three tornadoes were headed in our direction. The Bible tells us Jesus prayed about turbulent weather and there was a great calm. I quickly and quietly reasoned that God, who the Bible says is love itself, is not a destructive God. As we retreated to the basement, the storm began. Wind, rain, hail, and a loss of electricity. The children and I gathered together with flashlights and talked of the many times God had protected those in the Bible who turned to Him in prayer. I can still picture the children as they sang with gusto a hymn that says, "The storm may roar without me, my heart may low be laid, but God is round about me, and can I be dismayed?" We all felt unafraid and confident that God was keeping us safe right where we were. In less than an hour, all was quiet again, and when we went upstairs, the sunlight beamed through the windows. We later learned that the storm had veered in a different direction just prior to reaching our property. Even though one house had been destroyed and barns were lost, not one person was harmed. Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, a book by Mary Baker Eddy, includes this statement: "Step by step will those who trust Him find that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." Whenever we earnestly turn to God and ever-present help, we too can feel safe from whatever is confronting us. Safety does not rest on human circumstances, but on a spiritual law of divine love that anyone can feel supported by in every moment and hour.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientists in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2020.